Chair, and thank you to the sub-program for presenting this part of the document. I have to mention that after checking our notes on our comments that we made during the preparatory session, we do see that the topics discussed are reflected in the proposed plan, and the explanations that we're giving there are also here in this final document. We also wanted to thank the specific inclusion and emphasis on the issue of debt problems of developing countries, which is a topic of great interest to many members of GRULAC. And we also thank the inclusion within the strategy of the three pillars and making emphasis on all of them at the same level. And I think that this is very important, not only for this sub-program, but for all of the sub-programs. I think that we cannot overemphasize the technical assistance when we have the other two pillars that are also very important for members. So I thank that inclusion. I also wanted to mention in paragraph 24, it appears that the last part of the paragraph is cut off short. It ends with the sub-program will also provide technical assistance and disseminate best practices, and then it stops. So I think it's just I think it was a deletion. Maybe you can just check that the drafting is corrected. Regarding result number three, here you mentioned the improving industrial policy and fostering regional value chains, and there you mentioned the program that you have in Southern Africa, but you do mention that this project is supposed to end in December 2020. So you propose for 2022 that the work will evolve to include research and capacity building activities to support countries in improving industrial policy and their implementation. And I just wanted to mention that it would be interesting and important to include the other regions that did not participate in this particular program, and hopefully that members of the other regions can also benefit from this particular work. I think that the issue of regional value chains is very important and interesting in the case of Latin America and the Caribbean. I think that it is a top priority issue, and we hope that we can also be beneficiaries of the support of UNCTAD on this issue. Then I move to result number four. And as I mentioned, we are very happy to see the inclusion of this result and how the structure is made so that a more general or global approach is given to this issue. In particular, we want to emphasize that we support the work that UNCTAD is doing, providing assistance to different members that are making proposals, such as the Global Initiative on Debt Relief, and we encourage them to continue. We believe that it's one of the role of UNCTAD to actually provide the support that developing countries need, not only within UNCTAD, but also in a broader perspective, and we encourage this work to continue. And I think that would be the comments from us. Thank you very much.